people the name of, I think, at the Brickyard, French people too. And they also run a restaurant, and my grandfather was eating in there. And that's the way he met my grandmother, and they were married.
Oh,
yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Interesting story.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any elderly people here in this community who still would speak French, to your knowledge? Probably not.
There's a few. I know one man, he's in a home now, and I'm sure he's almost senile. He's Frank. He's about 92 years old, and he spoke French. And Alfred, he's getting 88 or so, and I would be of the opinion that he could understand French and used to speak French very fluently, but just for lack of using the language, I would think that he would run into difficulty, you know.
Sure.
You know how that, they all tell me that.
I took two semesters of French at Purdue, primary reading course. But even now, you see, I don't.
Yes.
I've been using it much lately. Although,
yes.
I do hope to go back and brush up and even learn the language to speak it myself, because I really love the French language. It just sounds so musical.
Well, they tell me it's soft and wonderful. People that have told me that I had a friend, a very well-educated man. His name was Whiting. His father Whitey. His father was an early settler here, I think English people, an old judge. His father was judge. And I met him through this AAA word. And he spoke French, and of course, he told me, well, that's a French name. And he used to, I wish I could speak French to you. And he was telling me what a wonderful language it was, you know.
Yes.
Now, I have a neighbor here that would, you might be interested in. She's about 71 or 2, and her parents, and now she used to speak some French, but it's been a long time. Now she might, is my next door neighbor here.
Yes.
I'm sure she can understand French.
I was more interested really in knowing, you know, whether in fact the language was still being, it's just not being used.
That's right. That's right. It's just practically, that's right, due to the lack of...
And this would come back then, excuse me, due to lack of...
Their parents speaking the language to their children. Now, like I tell you, my father couldn't, he told me he couldn't speak English when he went to school. He was 6 years old and he didn't know... because his father and grandfather, they spoke a little English, but they spoke French, of course, among themselves, and everybody was French, and but when he went to school, it was purely English. That's right.
Where was the school that he attended?
Well, the school at that time was just a half a mile down the road. It was a public school. As you know, we're Catholics, and my children went to the Catholic parochial school down here at Besançon. But there was, of course, in the early times, they had no schools here. So my father went to the public school, see. So just a half a mile. It was the center of the school. They call it the center school because we live in the center of Jefferson Township, see.
Now, did you go to that particular school?
No, I went to Besançon Academy.
Oh, yes.
That's,
Besançon Academy.
Yeah. That was... taught by the Sisters of Notre Dame, and one thing I remember, the Sisters of Notre Dame are practically all Germans, and they told me, they said, we're going to a French, we'll learn French. They spoke German also, see, but they was quite disappointed that